This hasn't happened in 37 years. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A hurricane hit Florida in November near Vero Beach early this morning. It has since weakened to a tropical storm.
It's the sustained energy and the width of Nicole, this storm that's come in, battering so many coastlines on the Atlantic side of Florida.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray's in Daytona Beach.
This system is going to snake its way into the panhandle, up into Georgia, the Carolinas. It's going to cause major issues, potentially on river systems all across the eastern seaboard.
The power is out to more than 200,000 homes and businesses in Florida. The vote counting continues with 44 House races still not decided. Republicans need 11 more wins to become the majority party. In the Senate, Republicans need two more wins to take control. Georgia's race is headed to a runoff next month. It's still too close to call in Nevada and Arizona.
It's still unclear whether Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Kelly will keep his seat against GOP challenger and venture capitalist Blake Masters as elections officials in Arizona process ballots. In Maricopa County, the state's largest with a population of about 4.5 million, elections officials say about 17,000 ballots had to go through a quality assurance check after being affected by a printing issue preventing vote tabulation machines from reading some of the ballots.
Well, Fox's Kristen Goodwin in Tucson. President Biden says there was no Republican red wave like many predicted, so
I'm prepared to work with my Republican colleagues. The American people have made clear, I think, that they expect Republicans to be prepared to work with me as well.
Tonight, the president leaves the country, going to Egypt to take part in a UN climate change summit. Next week, the president will go to a G20 gathering of nations in Indonesia. Russia's leader will not.
The prospect of an uncomfortable showdown between President Putin and opponents of his invasion of Ukraine has been talked about all year. Some rivals had called for Russia to be excluded completely. His presence would certainly have meant what are supposed to be economic talks being overshadowed by the conflict.
That's Jonathan Savage, America's List.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Listening to Fox. There's an update on the invasion at the San Francisco home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that left her husband Paul injured.
A federal grand jury indicting David DePape on charges of assault and attempted kidnapping in connection with the break-in at Paul and Nancy Pelosi's home in San Francisco last month. According to the indictment, officers encountered Paul Pelosi and DePape struggling over a hammer. When police told both men to drop it, DePape allegedly struck Pelosi with the hammer, fracturing his skull. The 82-year-old later told authorities he woke up to find DePape in his bedroom looking for Nancy Pelosi. DePape pleaded not guilty last week to state charges, including attempted murder, attempted kidnapping, and elder abuse. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
There's some concern about deli meat after a listeria outbreak that's prompted the Centers for Disease Control to recommend pregnant women, elderly people, and those with weakened immune systems not eat anything from a deli counter unless it is cooked steaming hot.
At least 16 people are sickened in several states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is blaming listeria-tainted meat and cheese sold at deli counters. It's been tracked back to two net cost markets located in New York, although that may not be the only source. The CDC reports people have also been sickened in New Jersey, Massachusetts, Illinois, and California. One person died in Maryland. Symptoms of listeria include fever, muscle aches, diarrhea, and nausea. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up a bit ahead of a new inflation report this hour, expected to show consumer prices rose again last month. There's a new king of country, Luke Combs.
This is my fifth or sixth year being at this award show, and country sounded more country than it has in a long time tonight.
Combs won Entertainer of the Year at the CMA Awards on ABC, as well as Album of the Year. Chris Stapleton was Male Vocalist of the Year. Lainey Wilson honored as Top Female Singer and also New Artist. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.